Now, Shaitan is very smart. You don't think about it when you're walking into the masjid. As soon as you make takbir, then your mind goes, oh, I forgot to turn the cell phone off. Now you're freaking out. I don't want it to ring, don't ring, don't ring, don't ring. So all your tawajjuh is on the phone. Don't ring, don't ring, don't ring. Right? That's what happens. That's how Shaitan works. That Shaitan knows. Shaitan knows the power of this prayer. Shaitan knows the benefit of the prayer, and Shaitan knows how to deceive people within prayer. That's his job. It's his full-time job. It is his responsibility. It's his duty. He knows what he's doing. Okay? So now we create that situation. So much better to not even bring the cell phone. Just leave it at this time when you're focusing on Allah, when you're trying to connect and communicate with Allah. Forget about communication with the creation of Allah. It's not the time to be doing it. Okay, now if you bring your phone to the masjid, shut it off before you walk in the door. Right? Just as when, you know, you have these lists, when you make takbir and you're gonna make takbir for the salah, you run a list of things through your mind. Okay, did I make wudu? Yes, I have wudu. Am I facing the qibla? Yes, I'm facing the qibla. What prayer am I about to pray? Okay, I'm about to pray Isha. It's 4 rak'ah, etc. Are my clothes clean? Yes. Is it the proper time? Yes. Okay? Am I matching the imam in my niyyah? Yes. There's these things you're supposed to run through your mind, so add 8. There's 7 things, add number 8. Number 8 is my cell phone off. Okay? You have to make it like a prerequisite, otherwise you're gonna forget. The same way, and actually we should be doing this. We don't just run into salah and just join the salah. We're supposed to think about what we're doing, right? I'm turning towards Allah. I'm about to pray this prayer. I'm facing the qibla. I'm in a state of purity. It's a sign of the adab of salah to think through these things before you pray. Alright, so you do that. Now, in the worst case scenario, okay? In the worst case scenario that your cell phone goes off, then the etiquette is to, with the least amount of motion possible, is to gently take your hand, move it very slowly to where your phone is, turn it off with one single motion, and then wait a moment, and then return your hand back. Okay? Now, technically, you're not supposed to be playing with things in salah, and amal kathir actually breaks your salah, but that minimal amount of motion is permissible. Right? Now, you're not gonna pick up and look who's calling. Okay? That's not permissible. But you're going to take your hand, you know where the phone is, right? You know where the one button is to shut it off. You just very gently put your hand there, press it with one finger, that button you need to press, and then return your hand back. Okay? That minimal amount of motion is permissible. To shut the cell phone off in order to reduce the fitna, that's what the muftis have taught us. So, if it so happens that you forget, you regularly are careful about this issue, and then all of a sudden, you know, that occurs, then that's the way around it. But overall, again, it's better to just avoid the situation altogether. Anyway, I've gone way beyond the amount of time that I wanted to take. But the point is that this masjid is a house of Allah. And it is frequently visited by the servants of Allah. And it is the place where we connect back to Allah. And it is the place where we can purify ourselves in order to gain nearness to Allah. So there are etiquettes to keep in mind. Right? And those etiquettes need to be taken into account for every single time we interact with this place. Believe me, the moment you lose the place, that's when you begin to regret. Today we have this masjid. It's not a guarantee. There is nothing wajib about this masjid being present. Nor is there anything wajib about our attending the masjid. The only thing wajib is the greatness of Allah, and that remains with or without this masjid. And it remains with or without our presence. Allah is great, and He remains great. So don't think that Allah's greatness is somehow dependent on us. That's a big mistake. And all of these issues all boil down to pride and misunderstanding. To think that my salah is so important that I can block the entire lot, right? To think that, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, if my cell phone goes off, everybody else will live with it, right? These are all actually, in the end, they all boil down to me. Me. I need this. I need my phone. I need to park here. I need to pray. When this me issue comes in, it's very, very dangerous. Right? The whole Sharia is designed to slaughter me. It's not about me, it's about Allah. It's about us. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Ajib. A person prays individually in their home. They're praying the sunnah prayer at home. Okay? And what are they saying? Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Subhanallah. One person praying and he's saying, guide us. Who's us? Obviously, even that individual still remains within that community. So be very careful about these adab. The secret of the deen actually lies in adab. I can tell you that very clearly. One of the secrets of the deen lies in adab. Adab in how you approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adab in how you approach your family. Adab in how we approach one another. Adab in how we treat the masjid and how we treat various other aspects within our deen, etc. It's all boiling down to adab. You're going to find the entire sunnah actually can be very, very well summarized with this concept of adab. He who has adab or she who has adab, they take home a share of their reward. And he who lacks adab or she who lacks adab, they end up losing out. So be very, very careful about these few adab. It's just a very general overview. I mean, this type of discussion can go on for hours, but it's just to get you thinking, to get me thinking, to think about how we can improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين